Blog Talk Radio.
Family, greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi coming to you on a Tuesday. This is our regular scheduled time. However, our topic has changed today. The topic has changed for many reasons. I wanted to come and address you on a more serious note. We've been talking about the industry of education and the nine industrial areas. Today, we have actually made a transition off that topic so that we can bring you this topic of traditional African spirituality, voodoo, Ifa. I'm sure that those adults out there would like to make sure that they're listening and that they're also involved in our chat room. And if you will, take down our number. You can call in and you can participate by calling in those digits at 646-478-0270. You can call in now, and you can also be a part of the show. This particular show was brought about for the need to better explain the Yoruba tradition and race of people and practitioners. I wanted to bring this to you because previously, I had been able to give you information on the culture of Yoruba, and I wanted to bring it back just so that we don't forget who we really are and what culture of people we're serving. Why don't you stay tuned? We're going to go to station identification, and we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. If you'll meet us there, we'll greet you. Stay tuned. Welcome back, family. Once again, our topic, traditional African spirituality, voodoo, Ifa, and icon. Now, icon is in the smaller print there. I want to just briefly go over with some and familiarize others because I think that we really need to take a collective look at our own traditional religion and make the move to really go and assess what it is we have in our possession. There's been so much negative talk about voodoo that most people are afraid to even utter the word voodoo. However, it all fits in the category of spirituality, traditional African spirituality, and voodoo, icon, and Ifa. Even though their names of the gods are differently, they all have the same type of religion and tradition. So we're going to talk a little bit about before we get involved in that, let me go ahead and do our dedication and our libations so we can get that out of the way. And we'd like to go over to the talking cure room. And as we get ready to pour libation, if you'd like to get your libation ready, you can do so. And we pour libations to the east, west, north, and south. because we know that those four cardinal directions will draw all manners of our worshiping together. And we do this on a regular basis. Stay tuned. Gentlemen, I'm now in position to do libation. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say Ashe. And ladies and gentlemen, you are to dedicate to your mothers and fathers who may transition. They can never leave you. They are only in the atmosphere. As you begin to pour libations to your mother head spirit, and I pour libations to Yamanja. I pour libation to the man in white, Obatala, and I say Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, we call on our immediate loved ones because we want to reconnect them back to the circle. So periodically, call on your loved ones, your deceased loved ones who've made their transitions. Big Mama, Big Papa, baby sister, Aunt Dahl. Call on your ancestors so that you can make the circle complete. Then also call on all of your heroes and sheroes, because your heroes and sheroes are the ones that make us strong. Now, these traditions have been broken in our race. I'd like to reunite them back to the African-American race by telling you that these are rituals that you can do easily within your home. It brings back the spirit in reconnecting your families together. And this is something that traditions of Ifa, Yoruba, Ikan, they all recommend doing. Water knows no enemy, it has no enemy, and it is pure, and it seeks to create no enemies. So therefore, when we use water so that water will be neutral. And we also understand that we are energy, nothing but frequency. We cannot die. Our energy will never die. It cannot do anything but dissipate. So we call those energies back. Now, as we begin to explain to you that Yoruba worshipers or communers are worshiping ancestors and acknowledging our ancestors and remembering them, we do have a God, and that is the same God that everyone else worships. We just know the name. Now, I know some people say, oh, his name is Jehovah. His name is Bright Morning Star also, and his name is the Counselor. He has a lot of names. However, we need to know the proper African name, and that's why we call him Oladulamare. That is a proper African name for an African god. Now, do you find it strange that we should want to have our own African god? Some of you African Americans are probably cringing right now, saying, why would you want your own African American god? Everyone should seek to worship someone that looks like themselves. Otherwise, they're idolatry worshiping. And if you go on telling me that it doesn't matter that you worship a blue-eyed, blonde-haired soul brother, then I tell you what, try flipping him to blue and then blue-black. And see, don't they tell you, you can't change it. That's why all of the statues over in Rome and Europe were changed from black to white. Did you not know that Michelangelo had his uncle pose for the position of Jesus? That was not Jesus in that Last Supper. And those 12 disciples were not disciples. Those were men that were actually committed of a crime, who were actually inmates from a prison. And this has been documented. So you are not looking at the true and authentic Last Supper or black people that represent those spiritual people that look like you. Now, why do I indicate that it's necessary for you to worship someone that looks like you? Because you do not want to embrace your impressor. Someone who has oppressed you cannot give you religion. They cannot lead you on a path. You must find that path within your own consciousness, and all answers to your problem are found internally. There is no external answers to your problem anyway. So let's go back on the topic of traditional African spirituality. Now, if it's been created for over a decade, Vodun, Icon, Ifa, if these practices have been out there for over decades, then apparently the people have called these practices into place and they have used them and been satisfied with them. Had they not been satisfied, they wouldn't have lasted as long as they have. Now, could these particular spiritualities be created for the benefit of healing? Most of what I know about Ifa is that it is a healing practice. It will heal the universe, and it was created for the healing purpose. That was one of the reasons why I was drawn to the culture of Ifa, because it was created to heal and to mend broken hearts. And we are running far away from this religion as African-American people. Shame on you. And we embracing something that doesn't even have power. What about oracle readings, you say, Omi? Oracle readings are very, very vital, and we must remember that. And if you don't know what the next day holds for you, then literally you don't know how to prepare for your life. And I want to say that again. Oracle readings are very important. Hold tight. We're going to give you the drums. Again, as I was saying, it's very vital that you understand what the purpose of traditional African spirituality was. It was brought for the needs of the people for healing purposes. And primarily, these particular religions are designed for healing. If you would check the history, you'll find that people from around the world, every race of people, including Caucasians, came to the so-called doctors of the community, and these were root doctors that they called out, and they seek healing from these root doctors, and they do hold healing in their hand. They are very proficient in the herbs. They are very proficient in looking at the universe, to speak to the universe, to get oracle readings and get into indications of how to heal. They consult Ifa, and Ifa has all answers to any known disease or illness, because he was there at the right hand of God at the exception of you and I. So therefore, the oracles are consulted, as well as Ifa. And Ifa is actually the representation of Jesus. So once you get these things in perspective, they'll all make sense to you, African American. But you don't want to think that because you're sitting up in a nice church and you're worshiping a blue-eyed Jesus, that you have the all-inclusive truth. You don't even have the truth. You must understand that at the Nicene Council, you were given the type of religion called Christianity. It wasn't even the authentic Christianity at that point. You were given a way to worship Jesus, and it wasn't the true, authentic way. Now, there was a religion of Isis that came out of the Africans. All religion came from the Africans. There was no known religion that the Caucasians created. I repeat, all known religions came out of Africa. But if you study in theology, you will find that they do not recognize any of the African religion when you're studying in the theologians' institutions. I did not learn anything about African religion as I learned and practiced through the theology school. I wasted my money. I didn't begin to learn about the African customs and tradition until after I graduated from theology school. Then I began the real practice of understanding the other traditional African religions that are out there. Now, I'm saying this to you, African Americans, because some of these traditions you need. You need the oracle readings because you need to know how to plan your life. You need the prayers. There are prayers that are done throughout the month, and you're giving a yearly schedule of your prayers and when to pray and what to pray for. These are not all traditional ways of getting up acting like God is a bellhop. You have got to follow some instructions. I know it's very difficult for us to be able to do all that practicing and learning if we are going to worship in a certain faith. But you should practice in your own African faith. Now, does that mean you stop being a Christian? No, I was baptized as a Christian. I was brought up in a Christian church. That part of me, I cannot remove it. I will have that as a foundation all my life. However, that does not stop me from being ignorant about who I am and what my culture is. It's very vital that I should understand that spirituality, voodoo, icon, all fits into my culture. I cannot change it. You cannot change it. It's a part of us. Now, if you become dignified and you're no longer a savage and you figure that you're not fetish, then look again. You will find that some of you have come up in the era of time when these particular religions were very popular in Louisiana, and that's all we had to practice to hold on to because we did not want to take our oppressor's religion. But now we're embracing our oppressor's religion and thinking we've got something all brand new. Well, it's still the same. It still seeks to incarcerate you and to hold you captive because any time you don't know the truth about your black self and don't understand the heritage, and the blessings that you were given. You were given a birthright. You were given the birthright. You are the lost sheep that they've been talking about. And you keep reading about yourself, and you don't even recognize yourself in the mutilated Bible. You don't even recognize that you're the lost sheep, that that Jordan and Israel is waiting to come home. You're that lost sheep. If you really looked at it, you'll find that we have been trailing around for 40 years lost. So we're that foolish people that will confirm the wise. So if you look into it, why not write ourselves back into the history book? Why not talk about our African tradition? Number one, Yoruba. Yoruba teaches a way of life. It teaches Iwapelu, good character and good conduct. It also teaches you to be spiritually connected to your higher self. And that is not necessarily to someone up in heaven, but your higher self. God put his fire in you, but he clothed it in matter because you could not embrace fire, ratified fire. So he gave you a God and placed it within inside of your being so that you could tap into that God at any given time. You can consult with that God. So that God would never leave you. Now, for those of you who are talking about how do I worship God? In spirit and in truth. You worship God in spirit and truth. But it's very vital that you should understand that these religions are not evil. I repeat, those people that do evil are the ones that make these religions evil. They were never intended to put spells and cast spells on people. Hoodoo is to take the suffering off of you, to give you a relief, to go in and make a deal with the right side and the left side so that they will let you off the hook so that you can have some freedom and relief. Those that do hoodoo take off the crime or the spell to give you that relief. Those are the people that want to help you. They are not trying to hurt you. You must understand that there are many great people out there that were involved in this practice. And Maria Vado was one of them, a well-known practicer of the voodoo. You must understand that there were people of the shrines that we won't read about in our history book, but that made great strides in helping our people in revolution. That's right. Revolution and voodoo does go hand in hand because it wages war against those who have something to challenge you with, like their guns. The voodoo is a tool that they used in those days to wage war, to get a result. You cannot get a result if you don't have the weaponry to meet up against a warrior and challenge him. But with voodoo, you have a weaponry that you can challenge someone else with. And that's how they used it in the olden days. Voodoo was related to revolution. The revolutionary knew that voodoo was an arsenal that they kept in their arsenal, and they kept it very quiet. It was not a practice that was known throughout the land. It was secretive, and it still is to some point. But for those of you who are seeking understanding and clarity of our customs and tradition, which are voodoo, icon, and ifa, you ought to take a lesson. You are to start researching, and you are to start finding out about the real traditions and customs of your religion. Why were they created? They were created by the witch doctors to heal those people who had illnesses that they could not get relief from our traditional allopathic doctors. That's right. There were doctors who could not heal some of our illness, and some of the Caucasians came to these so-called witch doctors and root doctors to get relief, because they knew the answer through oracle reading and through seeking the right hand of Ifa. They were able to do divination, and through the divination and through the I Kings, they could get solution and answers. Now, the Babalawos were the ones who threw the I Kings on traditional basis only during holidays and special occasions. With the I Kings, they were able to use the I Kings because the I Kings had a mouth, and they were able to speak to the Babalawos to give them an answer to end time solutions. So this religion is not some mumbo jumbo. There are college professors that are practicing and researching it and pursuing it. My teacher was right here from Indiana, a well-known reverend and teacher from the humble state of Indiana, who was teaching all over the globe, as well as a known chief in Africa. It would oblige you to study up under chief and get some real knowledge and stop telling me about these so-called preachers who have not been anywhere, who don't know anything about their own tradition and custom. It would serve them right to go back and pick up a study to teach every African-American about their own heritage called traditional spirituality and bring it in the church and stop being fearful of it and afraid of it. Because once you discover that it is an arsenal and a tool that should be placed in your arsenal too, so that you have a way of waging war against those particular set of belief systems that you have that you want to defend. Now, the Africans were not dumb. But they were not out waging war against everyone. But during the time when they were embracing their own religion, they knew that these religions were very powerful. And that is why they have been feared for so many years. That is why you've been told by Caucasians not to embrace them, because they're fetish people, because they're heathenistic. You have got to make up your own mind to take out time to do a study and to research your own traditions and your own heritage. It is your obligation to do this, not the Caucasians to bring it to you. Now, they've already given you Christianity and the church. Must they also decipher for you what your own traditional African religion is, or will you take the time to research it on your own? Oh, when you get to know your black selves, you'll see that our ancestors were very brilliant. They had a plan for our whole lifestyle, from plotting and developing our gardens to feeding our homes to educating our children. These were all a part of spirituality. It was not separate. Spirituality and education was one within the same, and you learned a way of life. Now, what has happened to our people is that we've lost our way. We have no way of life, and we do not know how to practice a good, clean way of life. And the way you do that is by going back in the Akashic Records, researching your own. Stay tuned.
Well, Mona is the message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, those call numbers are 646-478-0270. I like for the phone lines to light up right about now because I know that there's some people out there that want to challenge me. I want to invite you in to challenge me, too, because, you know, when people admit the truth, you're hated by other people, you're condemned, you're talked about, lied on, cheated, mistreated, but I don't care. Because we have to know who we are, and we have to confess who we are so we can get free. Why not get free this afternoon? Call into that number at 646-478-0270 and challenge me. That's right, challenge me. I have been through the training. I know about the Yoruba lifestyle. I spent over a year and a half training under a tribe of Yoruba people. I understand how they live. They're not barbarics. They're not heathens, and they're not fetish, but they are conscientious people who are spiritual and live by a life of spirituality. And everything in their life has been planned, even down to the oracle reading, to the birth of their children, to the naming of their children as well. We need a lifestyle like that, African American. We need a lifestyle so that we're not running back and forth to the doctor for every little aspect of our ailment, and we consult with our elders and with our Bible laws about our healing. African American have taken on various different disharmonies in their bodies because they've taken certain drugs and embraced the allopathic medicine pathway and not their herbology and naturopathic medicine from our root doctors. That's right. When I grew up as a child, I grew up under the auspices that you didn't take medicine. That's why we were spiritualized in our homes as Native Americans. We did not take the poisons that were allopathic medicine. We were not permitted to go into the hospitals. We were cured at home. So these things were all natural for me, and I believed in the spirit. And when we wanted to commune with the spirit, we became one with the spirit. And if I need to run away from that in order to join your church, I'm sorry. I cannot divorce my mother and my father because they are spirits, and they I will always believe in. I will always commune with them. I will not divorce myself from the spirit world because they're a part of me. And when you start giving up your ancestors and parting yourself from your ancestors just to embrace a church, you're lost. Now, some churches do not approve of this. They do not accentuate this. And you can't be a part of their establishment if you believe like this. That's why I decided to possess my own pulpit. So I can believe what I want to believe and not have to worry about some slewfoot preacher coming after me for my words. Because I have to give an account of my life. I have to make my life a living sacrifice. And I am the one that will have to be judged for my life. And I don't wait for any preacher to give me a direction for my life because I've been rightly guided and well-trained by one of the chiefs himself. Now, I want to say this to you, African-Americans. You need to stop Africans and those who are trying to find their way. We're in a mess, spiritually and psychologically. We need Ifa, Voodoo, Icon like last night. Because our people are suffering because we've embraced idolatry worshiping and embraced other gods. That is why God has turned and looked away from us, and we're suffering so bad. If we would turn back to our own traditions and our own icons and our own belief system, then we can heal our land. And then God would hear from us again. Right now, we're in a bad state. How can you embrace your oppressor, someone who did not give you life before becoming civilized and becoming a spiritualist, someone who didn't know what to give you. But yet you take a second-handed religion that comes out of the decision to make a religion, and then you embrace it, and you frown upon African tradition. Shame on you. You have to come to your senses and understand Ifa is not wicked. Voodoo is not wicked. Icon is not wicked. Those who practice it are the wicked ones who use it for wrong purposes. African Americans, you must understand, you do not see priests and priestesses out practicing witchcraft against anyone. Witchcraft is not a part of this tradition. I repeat, do not get it confused. When you find those other wickery organizations out there who are trying to align themselves with African traditional religion, it is not the same. Our religion is sophisticated and very complex. You have to be trained on it to know exactly how you would have benefits from it. But it's very beneficial because you are spiritually praying, you're uplifting the Creator, you're endowing yourself to get to know the Creator, and you are also using prayer, praises, and worshiping, and the oracles are given to you so that you would have a way of life and a direction for your life, so you know exactly what to do from day to day. And the healings will be available to you, not only physical, but psychologically and mental. That's right. We need to turn to our traditional African religion for psychological healing, a mental healing. There were so many in Katrina that were suffering mentally, and there was no way to reach them mentally. But if there were some traditional priests and priestesses there, they could get to the heart of the matter by addressing what was truly wrong with their mental psyche. And that's what's happened to us. We have a post-traumatic stress syndrome that has come from slavery that some of us cannot shake, and we keep going back to it. And the only way we can resolve that is that we embrace our own traditional cures, which come out of the African tradition of Ifa, Udum, and Icon. I'm an educated woman, so you're not talking to some bush woman, some Geechee-water, backwater bush woman. You're talking to a woman that knows that these things are real, and they're very functional in a family of someone that's a spiritualist, and most of our Native Americans have taught us this as well. And those of you who have grown up, like I did, in a household that was very spiritual with Native American intuition and training and clairvoyant, you would know that these are things that are connected to your African faith. You're not all Native American, but you are African. You wear the burnt scar on your face. Now, do not turn against your mothers and fathers, and do not turn against your traditional African religion, and do not frown upon voodoo anymore, lest mother will come to visit you to inform you of just who she is. She's a part of the environment. She is a river. She is the ocean. She is a coyote. She is also you. And she wants to reveal herself to each of us because we know the solution to our own problems when we turn inwardly and find solutions for our problems. There are no exterior solutions for the problems that we face, African Americans, and there are many. But we must go within ourselves in meditation, and also not only meditation, but finding ways to be able to allow ourselves to go into a subconscious mind where we can allow ourselves to be spoken to by our higher selves. But you cannot find it in the dead environment where somebody is perpetuating a second-class citizen religion. When you find a religion where there's too many lies that's been made up in there and they can't seem to get their lies together, and you run across all types of inconsistency, then you better start looking for something that is really true, that has a history behind it. And that's why I'm saying Ifa, Voodoo, and Icon is one of the oldest religions in the universe. That's right. They have been here and preceded the Bible and Jesus long before Jesus ever came on the scene. So it's vital that you should understand that these are not some bourgeois religions, but they're religions that need to be equally studied in our institutions, and when women and men go into theologian or theology school, they must know about African religion. I was dumbfounded. I was ignorant when I came out of theology school. I was limited. I didn't know my black self until I was introduced to a man that told me I only had half the truth, but I did not have the truth of African spirituality. And until I knew African spirituality, everything else would be foolishness. And it was. So when I embraced African teaching to understand why the oracles and why the divination and why the readings and what was the purpose of hoodoo, all of these things became real for me so that you could begin to start your own practice and start your own healing in your own homes and have communions with God and yourself. We do not have to go out to an open exterior such as a brick-and-mortar building to find God. You find God within the quietness of your own heart and in the quiet space in your own mind. But you must remember that when you are talking about these traditions, you must have a teaching and an understanding. Do not be foolish. These are complex topics that I'm talking about. Wudum is not evil. It is not witchcraft. It is not something that people run to when they want to put a spell on someone. Wudum is a healing institute. It is very complicated for healing and taking off vexes and healing the body of certain disorders and disharmony. I am a healer. I know this to be a fact, that Wudum is not anything to play with, and nor is Ifa. It is for those that are practitioners of healing. So you want to understand these things. When the traditional allopathic medicine no longer work for you, you must have a way of escape to the root doctor, and sometimes you will have to go visit the root doctor to get a cure. That's what this religion is about. Now, if this is something that you want to frown against when your health is in question, then go ahead, because when you can't find a solution from any of those doctors and nurses and therapists, and you can find one in the root doctor's hand, you might have to take me up on it, because they hold healing in their hands as they consult the right hand of Ifa. Ifa knows all the origins of illness and death, and he knows all the origins of where it came from and how to heal it. He will heal broken hearts. He will mend our broken hearts. It's very vital that you should listen to the words that are in the material, read the books, go to the library, start you a practice of understanding African traditional religion. Try to take time up and find a tutor that can tutor you, or a priest or a priestess, and put some time in African America. We've turned to everything else. We've turned to our liquor. We've turned to our drugs. We've turned to these opiums called church, and we've turned to every and anything, man and woman, and we've converted ourselves, but we haven't turned to our authentic, true religion. I advise you, I admonish you to take some time to turn to look at your own authentic self. There you will find truth. You will find truth in those things, and I'm sure you will be rewarded for finding those truths. And we look forward to you coming back and joining us. Next week we will have a guest to speak on these topics. So stay tuned and follow the leader. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Maddie Harvey's Baby Sister. Have a great evening.
Well, Mona is a message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
You want to join us next week at 3:30, not at 10 o'clock. Our time will be changing, and we'd like for you to come and join us. We will have a speaker then who will speak on African traditional religion, and we will talk from a perspective of lifestyle. What can we do to create a revolution? And does Ifa, Wudum, and Icon go hand in hand with the revolution? And what purpose can those religions bring to us and what can they do for us in helping us to revolutionize our community and to change our thought pattern about how we feel about our own tradition. We have got to stop being ignorant and being prejudiced towards our own tradition and start embracing our own tradition. They are only ugly because we don't know the truth and we don't have half the information. Try learning and getting the information, and you will see that these are not religions that are lightweight, but they're very powerful and they're very strong traditions that you would be proud that you embrace. So join us next week at 3:30. We look forward to hearing from you, so you'll be able to call in. And some of those elite people, please do join us next week and call in, because I know you're out there, because there are many practitioners of Ifa that are right in the universities and in the institutions. You might want to call in and give us your input on Ifa, Voodoo, and Icon. Stay tuned. We'll see you next Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. Have a great day. Oh, Java. Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like they don't want to let us go. So, since we have just a few minutes, I'd like to say this. For those of you who are considering an African tradition and who would like to embrace an African tradition, you can go on Blog Talk, and there are many shows that are out there now. They're coming out to talk about the religion and the practice of Maria Vaudoum and how she lived her life, and there's history all about the practice over in Louisiana. So it's very vital that we should be history buffs and learn about our own traditions and our own history. And very vital that you should understand that these are not religions to be afraid of, but we must embrace them. How is it that they can be dangerous to us when they were created for us and by us? So it's very vital that you should understand that Caucasian professionals, professors, and teachers are now practicing our religion behind closed doors in our institutions and universities, and you are running from these religions. They are now coming out wanting to become priests and priestesses and wearing the garb and everything, but yet you are hiding behind the door saying you don't want any part of it. You need to wake up, because while somebody else is being schooled and tutelage and given proper information, you've been given a fictitious information and a falsehood that you are using that has no power. Tell me when the last time you had a metaphysic practice within the church. And if you did, more than likely, most of the members were frowned upon any dreams and having clairvoyant ability, because those are not the things that they want you to practice in traditional churches. But you must understand, you're African. Being clairvoyant and being able to see into the lives of others and have dreams is only a part of metaphysics. And these are the things that your African traditions teach you all about. To be yourself and to know yourself and to be natural. And that is how you have spirituality, because we all have these gifts within us. They only need to be tapped into and stirred up. You are walking around with gifts embedded in you that have never been challenged and never been stirred up. Do you have the ability to hear and see things that you would not know anything about? Can you hear into other people's conversation? Are you clairvoyant? Do you have the ability to see into the lives of your loved one? Well, you're not strange, and there's nothing abnormal about you. Those are gifts, and the gifts are given without repentance. You need to exercise those gifts and realize that they're natural. And in an African faith, they would teach you to exercise those spiritual gifts and know when you have the unction of the Holy Spirit and know when the Holy Spirit was trying to possess you. That's right. Possession is one of the characteristics of African religion. They all tarry for the Holy Ghost in the Christian church to ultimately become possessed. What do you mean possessed, Omi? Possession is what the ultimate Holy Spirit is all about, so that you can let God speak through you and to the congregation. So that is what this jumping around is all about in these churches. So now the cat is out the hat. When you see the mothers and women jumping around in the church, they're trying to press forth the Holy Ghost so that they will become possessed and God will speak to them about their situation. That's what it's about. Now you know. So you need this, ladies and gentlemen. Don't think that you don't. This is something that you have turned your back on long enough and you have not embraced.